Welcome to the Singers Unlimited podcast, a production of WBGO Studios. I'm Michael Bourne. We're going to be listening back on these shows through the WBGO archives. Some great interviews, some great performances from across the years of Singers Unlimited. One of Willie's hits as a songwriter, Nightlife, and that came from Pick Up My Pieces, and that's Gabrielle Stravelli sings Willie Nelson, and she's among us on Hello. Singers Unlimited. So the obvious question, why?
Yes. It's so funny, you know, these things like take a couple of years to come together and then they seem like they were inevitable and you kind of can't remember how you got started. I'm a longtime Willie fan. I really do love him. I went to see him actually at the Garden State Arts Center, what is now the PNC Bank Arts Center in Holmdel, New Jersey. I went to see him on a whim and really unexpectedly fell in love with him watching him that night. And became a fan. And I just think, I love his singing and I love his songwriting. And the more I've delved into his catalog, like the more I realized what an incredible songwriter he is.
He wrote a lot of country standards.
Yeah.
That other people recorded. Like yeah. Nightlife was a hit for Ray Price. Yep. Crazy was a hit for Patsy Cline.
Yes.
Even signature songs of some folks were actually written. He's been around a while by Willie.
Absolutely. He's been around a long time. And he found success as a songwriter first.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
that's
before he had success as a performer in his own right. So, yeah. So a lot of his tunes were hits for other people in the beginning.
And a pretty good guitar player.
He is.
On the same guitar he's been playing for 100 years. Yep. It's got a big hole eroded in it.
Which Trigger. That's the name he gave to his guitar.
So you brought along a couple of cats from your album.
I did. So at the piano, we have Joshua Richman with us, who is featured on the album. And at the bass, we have Pat O'Leary, who also wrote all of the arrangements that you're hearing on the album.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So what are you going to do?
I think we're going to start with a more recent song. Willie didn't write this one, but he recorded it on an album that I absolutely loved that he put out in 2017, which I think was his 72nd or 73rd studio album, a great album called God's Problem Child. And this is my favorite track from that album, a song called Butterfly.
Butterfly. Tell me if you even know. Are you going where you want to go? Are you showing all you need to show? Butterfly, do you ever get to stay?
Gabrielle Stravelli.
And, you know, I read he's put out two, Willie's put out two autobiographies, and I read the first one, and he talks a lot about the fact that he grew up, you know, during the Depression when radio was the big form of entertainment, so he grew up listening to all the stuff we consider the Great American Songbook now. Stardust was his favorite song as a kid, so I think he's every bit as much steeped in this music as he is in country music. And it's,
he recorded a whole album of standards called Stardust.
Right. I love that album. But he's put out many, many, I mean, in of those 72, 73 albums he's put out, a lot of those are albums full of standards that he
the
loves.
Newest is the Sinatra album. He did a Gershwin album just a couple of years ago.
Right.
No, it's, and it's fun to hear. But it's, when I'm listening to Butterfly just then, it really is different in the sound of a country song versus a jazz song or a pop song. There's something about the But the changes are different.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also in how you phrase and somehow how you turn your voice, like when you were singing Butterfly. It's not the same way you would sing a Cole Porter song.
No, it's not. It's not. What I kind of love about the album, what I love about Pat's arrangements is that, you know, I think it's a great melding of different styles. And I think that there are colors of jazz and colors of country that we were able to keep intact. You know, it's really this beautiful blending of some different worlds that can coexist.
If you can throw away all those prejudices, and it took me years to do that,
yeah,
then you hear how wonderful everything is.
Well, yeah, and you know, it's like same notes.
Same notes. I like that. No,
I mean,
it's true.
It is. There's so much overlap in it, and it really is about, like, if you, it's so much about perception, and if you can be open to the idea that there's overlap, because in reality, there's a ton of overlap in different genres, and what you can bring different things to different styles, borrowing from so many different worlds.
And it's all blues anyway.
That's right, indeed.
So, all right. So what are we playing? What do you want to play? We're going to play I think the title song goes into Crazy,
it
right?
It does, yep.
Let's have that. Explain the title song, Pick Up My Pieces.
Yeah, this was a tune of Willie's. Really, this is the song that set off this chain of events of exploring his work that led us to this album. I heard a little bit of this song played on the radio, and his voice and the lyrics struck me, and I went on a hunt to find out this song. It's from an album he put out in the 90s called Teatro. Great album, features heavily a lot of duets with Emmylou Harris, and Somebody Pick Up My Pieces is a song from that album. So we started working on that. To me, that song is a masterpiece in that way that Willie's able to write simply but with great emotional impact. And then, you know, we kind of knew that we needed to work Crazy into the set, but it's been done a lot, and, you know, it was trying to find some new way of looking at this song. And so we sort of did this mashup where one, two, they really blend together seamlessly. So Pick Up My Pieces. And I thought that was a great title for the album, because we are sort of picking up all these different pieces of Willie's music, because he's a person who lives in a lot of different worlds.
When the album came in, I immediately looked for Crazy, because that's my favorite of Willie's songs. And it's like, it's not on here. How could you not have done it? And then I realized, no. It's medleyed. Yep. There it is. Mm-hmm. And here it is.
I'm crazy for trying. I'm crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for love. Somebody pick up my pieces. I'm scattered everywhere.
That's the title song. Gabrielle Stravelli sings Willie Nelson. It's called Pick Up My Pieces, and it segues into Patsy Cline. We listen to jazz singers like Billie Holiday, and you cannot imagine anyone singing like that. And it's the same for Patsy Cline. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's something in that voice. Or George Jones, you know, like the Grand Tour. You know about heartbreak. And it's totally different. If you can divorce yourself from all these prejudices against this music is in this box and this music is in that box.
Good singing is good singing, right?
And jazz encompasses everything, yeah. I think. So it's like this whole thing of this is jazz and this is not jazz.
But jazz itself is a blending of many different
styles. And again, it's all the blues. I really do believe that. I really do believe that. So did you consciously listen to his records before you started recording this? Or did you try at a certain point to just say, no, you didn't listen. You're not going to listen anymore to Willie himself you're going to do the songs.
You know, what we did was we got this big book of sheet music of his, you know, Willie Nelson's greatest hits. There are quite a few volumes of sheet music of songs that he's written and songs that he's had hits on. And Pat and I went through those books. I mean, there's a lot of material we looked at and worked on and tried out that didn't make the record. I tried really to look at the music and see what are the lyrics that really speak to me. And from an arranging standpoint, I think, Pat, you know, we looked at what works for looking at this music from a sort of jazz perspective. You know, we looked at things from the musical and lyric standpoint. And I did have to kind of step away from Willie's recordings of them because we were trying to find our own way into the material. So it's very funny now when we go back and listen to his recordings of some of these tunes, we think, oh my God, how did we get to where we ended up with them? It's quite different.
Let's listen to how you got caught up with what you call the karma medley.
Yes.
You thought, these three songs are all about fate.
Yeah, they're three songs. They're on their own, they're kind of short statements, but I realized that they all sort of were dealing with this same theme. So we tie them together. So it's, it says it on the album. It's Blame It on the Times, Nobody Slides My Friend, and a song he wrote called Little Old Fashioned Karma. So it's those three tunes that Willie wrote into one big arrangement. As you sit there in your loneliness, confused as you must be, I'm sure a dozen questions come to mind. And if you're wondering why I left after all you've done for me, I guess you'll have to blame it on the times.
Gabrielle Stravelli sings Willie Nelson, swings Willie Nelson.
Thank you.
Actually, with Joshua Richmond at the piano and Pat O'Leary on the bass and the arranger. In the middle of that song, there's these several little moments that are just seriously syncopated. And you think, Willie didn't sing like that. No country singers don't sing like that. That kind of, it just hip. It's hip is what
oh,
it
thank
is.
Thank you. Yeah.
But that's what you're trying to do is bring, you know,
yes,
connect to all these songs.
Yep. You know, great songs, well-written songs, as you know, can stand up to a lot of different treatments. And I think there's something so fun in the fact that, like, you know, we're looking at them from a little bit of a different musical perspective, from a jazz lens. And also there's something really interesting, I think, about a woman interpreting this material. Really, a lot of these tunes take on a very different thing from that perspective.
One of his records that I liked especially was Phases and Stages, which is a concept album of a relationship that falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been interesting to hear that, all those songs from the perspective of the woman in the relationship.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear something from this album. And it's one of those songs, there's only 12 notes, right? And it's like what you do with these 12 notes. But it's like, the way this phrase is, the way angel flying too close to the ground cannot be more perfectly emotionally beautiful.
It's a perfect song. And it's one, you know, we wanted to include it in the record because it's one that Willie wrote. And I just think it's an incredible work. It is perfect.
Here's Willie.
If you had not have fallen, and I would not have found you, angel flying too close to the ground.
That's Gabrielle Stravelli, and that's one of the highlights of Pick Up My Pieces. That's Gabrielle's new album in tribute to all songs of Willie Nelson, and she's come by, and it's good to have you by amongst the Singers Unlimited. Your second time, right?
Yeah.
I think so. Well, we met on a show. We met performing together, which is always the cool way to meet people.
Many years ago.
Yeah, well, we don't want to remember that. But you know what? every day these days for me. It's many years ago. Well, everything I think about was many years ago. But no, we did a couple of shows, I think, with Barry Levin.
Yeah, exactly.
Great fun. But it's still, I mean, you do that. You go out and you'll sing cabaret songs, you'll sing jazz songs, you'll sing, now you're singing these country songs, but you're singing them all, you bring it all together.
I like that. You know, that's what I'm into. I grew up in a house where my parents played a lot of different music. I mean, really, like opera, musical theater, jazz, big band, classicals. So, I mean, true R&B, lots of like Roberta Flack when I was a kid. So I was just exposed to a lot of different stuff right from the get-go. So for me, it like all these things have always coexisted happily. So.
There you go. There you go. Well, let's have you coexist live again.
Sure.
You can do Good Hearted Woman?
Yeah, this is a song that Willie wrote with Waylon Jennings. I believe they won a Grammy for this, if I'm not mistaken. And it wasn't until after we were actually had been doing this material for a while that I read this great story about how this song was written.
Okay.
And it turns out that Waylon saw in a newspaper, there was some article written about Tina Turner, Tina and Ike Turner, and the newspaper article referred to Tina as a good-hearted woman loving her good time and man. And Waylon said, "Ooh, there's a song in there." And he brought that to Willie, and they actually wrote this song while Willie was playing a poker game in a hotel.
Okay.
Which makes me kind of mad because, like, I've written some original compositions and
you know how hard it is.
Yeah, and I'm like, good Lord, they tossed off that song while actually doing another activity, which is, it's impressive.
I don't know, maybe he was trying to fill an inside straight. That's pretty hard to do, too. Let's hear you do it.
Okay.
She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good time in man. She loves him in spite of his ways that she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter, they'll pass through this world hand in hand.
I was talking before about the harmony of country songs being different, but there's also the physical language, the body language.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't see it on the radio, but watching you, your face takes on a different look when you're singing a song like that. Maybe that's true of every song, but your body also, the way you stand, the way your hand felt, you know, as you know, the imploring hand reaching, you know, I mean, that was cool.
Thank you. This is one of the tunes to me that really takes on this very, very different color. To have a woman sing these lyrics, right? Rather, because Willie and Waylon do this, and it's kind of a romp. You know, he's the good time and man, but to hear it from the perspective of this good-hearted woman who's sort of enduring, lovingly and enduring this relationship is so interesting to me, and I'm having so much fun with that.
And you brought your own good-hearted man with you.
I did. Two of them, even.
Okay. And so Pat playing bass today. And
yes.
Pat O'Leary, he's also the arranger on this new album.
He is, yeah.
And Joshua Richmond also on this new album.
Yep.
Pick Up the Pieces is the new album, Gabrielle Stravelli. Well, let's listen to Gabrielle and Willie's Caveat to Mamas.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars or drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. 'Cause they'll never stay home and they're always alone. Even with someone they love.
Sing me one of your songs.
Sure. This is one of ours that's, people seem to like this one. And it's a tune that was inspired by a dessert we had in Moldova in Far Eastern Europe. I bet you haven't heard that set up for a song before.
No.
This is a song called The Cake of My Childhood. Yeah? Mm-mm-mm. A one, two, a one, two, three. Cake of my childhood, taste of cotton candy, lemon and lime, as only a child would. I'm running wild for the very first time. That's the cake of my childhood, taste of cotton candy, lemon and lime, as only a child would. I'm running wild for the very first time. I was sitting in a pretty pink dress there upon my daddy's knee. He said, see that girly in the mirror there. She can go and be whatever she wants to be.
Thanks for popping by.
Oh, thank you for having us. Thank you so, so much.
Singers Unlimited is produced for podcast by Billy Robinson for WBGO Studios. Recordings engineered by Corey Goldberg. I'm Michael Bourne. Subscribe to the Singers Unlimited podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Find out more at WBGO.org.
This has been a WBGO Studios production. To learn more about WBGO Studios' award-winning podcasts, special concerts, live streams, and more, visit wbgo.org/studios.